This module is all about hydration, but I also wanted to talk about a few different drinks that I consume on a daily basis. So the first one I'm drinking here, and this isn't the one we should be talking about first, the one we should be talking about first is obviously this stuff right here, water. The best drink in the world, the most important drink for your body. We'll come back to it. I'll get this one out of my hand. Here I'm drinking a black decaffeinated coffee. If you can see without spilling. So I don't actually drink that much coffee. I used to drink a lot more coffee, but I found when I stopped drinking coffee, I felt better. I didn't have as much stiffness and my joints and my muscles felt better. So I don't consume coffee that much. Also, there's a problem with consuming daily coffee, multiple cups of coffee per day, as far as the amount of caffeine that you're getting into your body, stressing your hormones, increasing your levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which is gonna make you age quicker. It's not gonna allow you to recover as quickly. So caffeine is good, it can be used very efficiently, it can be very helpful, but if you are chronically putting caffeine into your body every day, what's gonna happen? You're going to become dependent on coffee. Okay, you're going to rely on it day in, day out for your energy. So you don't want that. You want to produce your own natural energy. So if you are going to drink coffee, use it sparingly. So this is a decaffeinated coffee. So there are also a lot of health benefits to drinking coffee as far as antioxidants and other things that come in coffee. It's been proven to increase general health, longevity, but use very sparingly, and that's probably very organic coffee, not like Starbucks or Tim Hortons. You guys probably don't even know Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts, not like these fast food chain coffees, okay? This is all garbage. Yes, it's gonna pick you up, it's gonna give you that caffeine boost. So for me, I just really use caffeinated coffee like if I have to stay up all night and do a lot of work. That's the only time I really drink caffeinated coffee anymore. Or if I was out and it was the weekend or I was on vacation somewhere and there was a pot of coffee, I would take it occasionally. But on a regular basis, I may drink decaffeinated coffee just to help with digestion. So after a meal, maybe it's like a morning, I'm watching soccer and I want something kind of warm and cozy, I might have decaffeinated coffee or a chai tea, which I don't have out here, but I have a chai tea up here. So if you are a coffee drinker, some of you are obviously very young, you haven't gotten into coffee yet. Some of you may be a little bit older. I would challenge you to try to limit your coffee intake and use it when you need it. If you want to use it before games or workouts, you think it helps you, go ahead. But again, I would challenge you to let your body produce its own caffeine or its own energy, because if you become dependent on this, what happens when you don't have it? You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel like, oh, I need that. Okay, you shouldn't need this. Your body should be able to produce its energy naturally. So those are my thoughts on coffee. Let's come back. And I just like the taste. I like the taste of a black coffee. So also, if you're drinking coffee and you put cream, you put sugar, you put sweeteners, well, now you're not really drinking coffee. You're drinking sugar milk with a little bit of coffee bean in it. Okay, so that's the crazy thing. Like, you would never drink a glass of milk and put, don't even get me started on dairy and cow's milk, because I don't think it's very healthy. If you drink it and you like it, that's your choice. Again, do your own research, make your own decisions, experiment, try going without it for a couple weeks, see how you feel. But as far as my transition with nutrition, I've said this before, I'll say it again, going off meat was great, but getting off dairy was even better. It made a bigger difference in my breathing, in my stamina, in how I felt. If you have lots of acne, that's usually a contributor to that. There's a lot of hormones, especially in commercially produced dairy. I mean, if you're drinking milk from a cow on a farm and that cow was living in a clean pasture and ate really rich organic grass all day, it was very healthy, got lots of sunshine, then maybe that's a little different. But what you're drinking, what you're getting out of a store-bought milk isn't, you don't really want to know what's in that. That's all I'll say, okay? But do your own research, experiment, see how you feel going off dairy for a little bit. I would really challenge you to do so. Again, I'm not trying to convert anyone into a vegan, but I just have to tell you my experience with nutrition, and that's how I feel. So I got a few drinks going here. I'm gonna make a few. I'll tell you about a few. I'm boiling some water right here, but let me talk about water quickly. This is the most important drink. This is realistically the only drink that you need. Your body is made up of 70% water. It makes sense that this is what we are meant to drink. Okay, this is what the earth has provided for us. If you believe in God, this is what God has created for you. This is the fluid that you need to be putting in your body. So drinking lots of water, purified water, filtered water. Okay, like you can go really in depth with, right now I'm not at that level. I would like to get to that level at some point, like reverse osmosis. And I don't even know the exact science, but basically because when you get water out of the tap, it's not pure. I wish I could tell you it's pure, it's not. There's chemicals, there's like toxins in it from the ocean, all the pollution in the ocean. It's all going into your water. And yes, some cities are better than others. Really heavily populated cities, the water that you get, it's not clean, it's not healthy. So if you can, just get a simple filter like this. Okay, even this is better than tap water or a filter on your tap. This cost me like 20 bucks and I use this every day, multiple times per day. So filter your water, try to make it as pure as you possibly can. I got some water boiling here. But I drink water all day. This is about a liter. I'm gonna guess it's a liter, it may be like 750 milliliters. This is a liter. Let me turn this guy off because that sound's gonna be annoying. But just to tell you how much water I drink, in the morning I wake up and I would drink one of these first thing in the morning. So that's definitely a good habit to get into, drinking water. You don't have to drink this much. For me, I'm always trying to do what's best for my body and always trying to take it to a new level. So I think the more water, the better. Obviously, you can die from drinking too much water, but I don't think any of us ever get close to that on a daily basis. This is, like I said, about a liter. So I would wake up, I would drink one of these in the morning. I would drink one of these before a workout, sometimes with supplements, sometimes just pure. I would drink one of these during workout. Then I would drink one of these after a workout, and I would do the same thing during soccer. Plus, I would have little drinks like these, which include water throughout the day, and I might have maybe half of this before bed. So if you did the math, I might be close to like 6 liters a day, which may be excessive for most people, but it depends on how active you are. And I just like the feeling of having lots of water going through my body, flushing all the toxins. So you don't have to be that excessive, but you need to be drinking more water than you probably are right now. I can't really say that because I don't know, but based on the majority of people, you need to be drinking more water. The other thing is you can notice I drink out of glass. So people make fun of me all the time because I walk around with a glass water bottle. They think I'm carrying around a 2-6 of vodka. But the reason I drink out of glass is because there are lots of pollutants and toxins that are found in plastic water bottles. So whether you own a plastic water bottle or you just buy plastic water bottles, in the plastic, there is toxins, there are chemicals, it seeps into your water, you drink it, it goes into your body. So is it really gonna harm you? Maybe we've built up a tolerance as a species, but again, I'm trying to do what's healthiest for me, so I drink out of glass at home, glass water bottle when I'm out, when I'm playing soccer, when I'm training in the gym, I bring this glass bottle with me. This is actually a wine carafe I got from IKEA. So you can go, cost me $1.50. I use it every day. I actually have 2-3 of them. And one I use for supplements, one I just keep clean and use for pure water. Okay, let's move forward. So we talked about the coffee, and I would use that, like I said, if I had to stay up, I would use the caffeine. I don't like to do this much caffeine. This is decaffeinated. A regular coffee, I don't like to do that much caffeine. Like in the morning, most people do a coffee. If I'm gonna do something in the morning, just because I wanna wake up a little bit, I need a little boost, I would do a green tea. And I try to drink green tea every day, just because there's lots of health benefits that have been proven with green tea. It's going to improve your general health, your immunity, also your longevity. But you have to, I forget what it was, like 8 cups of green tea, but I'm guessing that's the Chinese little cups, 8 of those a day. Throughout the day, multiple times per day, has been proven to increase your longevity. the amount of lifespan. So that's pretty cool. And as I said, lots of antioxidants in green tea. So it's good for your health. It's going to keep you healthy. It's also going to help. Antioxidants are great for reducing soreness, muscle tightness, helping with recovery as well. So I'll drink that green tea when I need a boost. Like some people would drink a coffee, I would drink a green tea like that. And then, yeah. Let me just talk about the ginseng, and then I'm going to make a drink here. No, I don't want to do that one yet. I'll do this one first. So the ginseng, if you saw the video I did on my pregame workout, I had one of these before I went and played soccer. So the ginseng is similar to the green tea. It might give you that pick-me-up. Ginseng's been shown to help with physical performance, stamina, increased testosterone, and it will also increase your energy, give you a little pick-me-up. But I just like to get a little variety. Okay, there's good stuff in here, there's good stuff in there. So green tea, ginseng is a herb. It's this weird looking herb right there, you may have seen it. You could even probably get ginseng root in your grocery store or in the Asian market and make your own ginseng tea, which would probably be better than these pre-packaged tea bags. But this is something else I drink, and just a little variety, different health benefits from each one. Okay, I'll come back to that. So another drink that I have here, and I'll make it for you right now. I drink this one with food. The reason I do this is to keep my insulin levels low. So if you watch the module on weight control, you want to control your insulin levels. If you have huge insulin spikes and your insulin is very high, you're not gonna be able to burn fat efficiently. This is going to lower your insulin. It's gonna bring it back down quicker after you do have a high carbohydrate meal or any meal in general. So apple cider vinegar helps with that. So you may see me put it on my food, but I also do a drink when I'm consuming meals, especially high carbohydrate meals. So I would just do, let's say, a tablespoon. I usually just free pour it, but tablespoon, I'll get a tablespoon for you. So a tablespoon apple cider vinegar, ACV. Okay, zero calories. Everything I'm drinking here is basically zero calories. Maybe you're getting like one or two calories from the herbs and from the lemons and limes, but it's zero calorie. Okay, you do not want to drink calories. That's one of the easiest ways to gain weight. So if you're drinking sodas, if you're drinking milk, if you're drinking these different drinks, high calorie drinks, the thing is, drinks do not fill you up. They don't fill you. They don't stretch your stomach and activate the stress receptors in your stomach that tell your brain that you're full. So you can consume endless amounts of drinks and you're not really going to feel full, but those calories add up. Those calories count, and those calories will stay on your stomach. So don't drink your calories. If you're drinking soda, I would encourage you to get off. What about Coke Zero? What about all these zero calorie drinks? Aspartame is not healthy for you. Aspartame has been proven to lead to cancer. So again, do your own research, but I don't put that stuff in my body. It's just another harmful chemical. No chemicals, let's keep it pure, let's keep it natural. That's my mindset. So do not drink your calories. Please think about staying away from aspartame and these chemical sweeteners if you are currently drinking those. But again, do your own research, make your own decisions. This is just how I live my life. This is what I do. So, apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon. And then I'm gonna squeeze a lime. I won't put the whole lime, I'll put like a quarter of a lime. And I guess I'm a fake, because this is plastic. This is porcelain. I don't know how that is for your health. I should do some research. But I should be drinking out of a glass cup. Then I'll put some filtered water. Okay, so lime, apple cider vinegar. The first time you drink it, it might be a bit strong. You'll be like, ooh, but it's kind of nice. I don't know really how to explain it, because the apple cider, it's a bit bitter, and the lime and lemons are sour. So for someone who hasn't drinking this before, it might taste a bit weird. To me right now, like, I like it. It tastes good. Okay, so I would have this with my meals. Again, helps with digestion. So the apple cider vinegar also helps with digestion. It helps with reducing insulin, as does lemons and limes. Citrus on your carbohydrates and citrus while consuming high carbohydrate meals will also reduce your insulin levels. And there's lots of other health benefits to lemons and limes. Just do a Google search. Do a Google search for health benefits of apple cider vinegar. There's other things like improving joint health and absorbing more minerals from your food. So just because we eat food doesn't mean that we actually absorb the nutrients, especially if we don't chew it properly, if there's problems with our gut health, we don't absorb all the nutrients, but apple cider vinegar helps your body absorb those nutrients more efficiently. And it's even been proven to help absorb food that you ate like hours ago. Somehow, I don't know the exact science, but somehow the apple cider vinegar will help extract those nutrients out of food that you ate previously. Okay, so I'll take this one down. I'm gonna make this other drink for you here. Okay, so this is one I eat with food. This one I'm gonna make right now is one I eat after my meals. Okay, so I'm gonna boil some purified water here, some filtered water. I think purified and filtered are two different things. This is turmeric. So I'm gonna take some turmeric. I'm actually gonna do this lemon first. So I'm gonna put half a lemon. And yeah, I'll just go like that. So I'm just gonna half this lemon. I'm gonna squeeze all the juice out. And I'm just gonna put that whole lemon rind in there. Do the same with this, squeeze it all out. So this one's gonna help with digestion after a meal. So as I've talked about before, and I don't really like talking about bowel movements, but I think it's important to say, like, you really have to focus on having a good flow of food and drink through your body. So what I mean by that is a lot of us, because we're so backed up in here, because we're eating bad foods that we can't digest properly, we're eating a lot of like animal products. So again, let's talk about digestion quickly. Juices. So water, you don't even have to digest. It just really goes right through you. Juices take maybe 10 to 15 minutes to digest. Fruits and vegetables, 20, 30 minutes. Like grains and beans, what is it? So I'm forgetting, but vegetables, fruits and vegetables, a little less. Grains and beans can get a little higher, maybe like an hour. And then you're getting into animal products, which actually take, depending on the animal product, like I'm sure fish would digest much quicker than a piece of steak, but some animal products take 4 or 5 hours to digest through your body. So you want to think about having a constant, steady flow of food through your system. If you're not digesting because of the foods that you're eating, the amount of those foods that you're eating, and also your general gut health, and like certain foods like cheeses and dairy products have known to cause constipation. So again, I don't really want to get into this topic, but I want you to think about it, because when you step on the scale and let's say you weigh 160, the truth is that maybe, depending on your health, maybe 10 to 15 pounds of your weight isn't actual body weight. It's not muscle, it's not fat, it's feces. It's food that's stuck in your intestines that hasn't been able to get itself out yet. Okay, so I'm not telling you to force yourself to go to the bathroom, but you want to do certain things that are going to increase the fluidity of your bowel movements. I'm trying to talk about going to the bathroom and taking a dump as elegantly as possible, but I want you to think about doing things to make that process easier, because as I said before, you don't want to be running around, especially when you're playing soccer, you're in the gym. Like if you train fasted, and what I mean by that is if you do a workout or you play a little soccer without eating before, you'd be surprised at how good you feel, because you have nothing sitting in your stomach. You feel light. And if you've eaten a big meal, you want to make sure that maybe not all of it goes through you, but you want to make sure that you're helping with that process. So when you are playing your game, you don't have a big pile of food sitting in your stomach trying to digest. Because not only is it gonna make you feel heavy, but your body's actually taking that energy to digest the food. When you want it, you want your body to be using that energy to perform on the pitch. So a couple things to think about. But this drink that I'm making right now is gonna help with digestion, and it's also gonna help, it's kind of a two for one, it's gonna help with recovery and reducing muscle soreness and tightness. So ginger is gonna help with digestion. The lemon's good for gut health and digestion as well. The ginger is going to help with digestion. It's also going to help with, it's very anti-inflammatory. So what I mean by that is if you work out and then you feel sore, your muscles are tight, you're a bit inflamed, ginger is going to help reduce that. Turmeric is also going to help reduce that as well. So I'm going to grind these up. I'm going to grate these up. I'm going to do a fine grate. So just a fine grate, I'll show you the turmeric. If you can see, it's just this little root, but lots of health benefits to turmeric, especially anti-inflammatory, helping with the recovery. The ginger is gonna do the same, but the ginger you're gonna notice, especially if you've never had ginger and you have this ginger tea, I would recommend doing way less than this. This is way too much. This is going to make you go to the bathroom very quickly. So if I have time, obviously sometimes you're in a rush, sometimes you don't have time to do all these drinks, but when you do, it's nice, it's gonna help with the process. Okay, so I didn't put that whole thing in there, I put about half of that, whatever that means to you. Now the only thing, when you're doing the turmeric, it's gonna stain your tongue, it's gonna make your tongue orange, make your teeth orange, but you'll brush your teeth after. Don't let turmeric sit on your counter or sit on anything. It's going to stain it and it's going to be difficult to get it out. Okay, but I have ginger, turmeric, that lemon in there. I'll let that boil, and honestly, that's probably boiled enough. I'll let it steep, I'll let it sit in here. And that's going to be too hot to drink right now. But as that cools down, I will have that, because I did eat a lot of food today doing these tutorials, so I want that help with this digestion. So I flush out some of that stuff and I feel nice and light for tomorrow. Okay, so we've talked about water, the importance of lots of water, high quality filtered water, the decaffeinated coffee, how I drink that sometimes. If you are going to drink real coffee, use it sparingly, use it at specific times. If like you have to cram for an exam or you really need to be alert. But if you drink coffee all the time, it's not gonna have the same effect as if you drink it every so often. So use it sparingly. Talked about the ginseng tea that I would have before practices or before games at night, just cause I could have the green tea as well, but I just like the variety. I don't do it every time, but when I do, it's nice. We talked about the lime and apple cider vinegar during meals to help with digestion and to reduce insulin levels. We made this lovely lemon, what would I call this? Anti-inflammatory tea, also helps with digestion. The ginger, turmeric, lemon. And the last one I was just gonna talk about was this sleepy time tea, because these are basically the only drinks that I drink. As I said, I don't drink soda. I might enjoy a club soda from time to time, zero calories, or a mineral water like a San Pellegrino. As far as alcohol, I might drink alcohol like once every 2 months for like a wedding or someone's birthday party, a special occasion. But I don't drink alcohol on a regular basis, and I would encourage you to not do the same as well, especially if you're an athlete. Glass of red wine, they say it's good for your heart, yes, but so the red wine's supposed to be good for your heart because the resveratrol, but resveratrol comes from grapes, so you could just eat some grapes instead. This sleepy time tea, I have this before I go to bed. So the reason I have this, because it has valerian in it. Valerian is another herb or root, and it helps, it basically just knocks you out, puts you to sleep. So it will help you get into a deep sleep faster, and that's really important because you want to be in a deep state of sleep, so because that's where you actually get the recovery benefits. We'll talk about sleep in a little more detail, but there's different stages of sleep, and if you're not in a deep sleep, you're not actually recovering. You've basically just got your eyes closed. So there's valerian root in here, passion flower herb, chamomile, lemon balm leaf, peppermint, caraway fruit, licorice root. Okay, but I would have this, I would just do in the pot, have like maybe a little less than that because I don't want to be going to the bathroom frequently while I'm sleeping, but I would have this sleepy time tea. It's called Nighty Mate. There's lots of different sleepy time teas, but I would, if you want to find one, definitely try to get one with valerian in it because that does the trick for me, knocks me right out. Okay, so those are all the drinks that I consume. As you can see, natural, from the earth, herbs, citrus fruits, teas, most importantly, water, all zero calorie. The coffee, I don't put cream, I don't put sugar, I don't put fake stuff into it. We're getting all the benefits, antioxidants, health benefits with digestion, reducing insulin levels. Okay, so just a little insight into what I put in my body. You don't have to drink all these things, but you do have to drink this one. This is the most important. So if you don't do anything with these, think about increasing your water intake. Think about always having your urine relatively clear. It doesn't have to be crystal clear, but clear. If it's yellow, you need to drink more water. You'll find if you sweat a lot, you had a long session, then right after, your urine's going to be yellow. It's your job to replenish and get that back into your system. So.